You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest news, photos, videos, and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Let's go to the phone, 216-578-0850. Mike in Youngstown is with us now. Hello, Mike.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I was ready to strap it up when they had that. I was on my way back from Pittsburgh, and I was ready to strap up the old helmet when I heard those guys talking at the press conference.
They got you fired up, huh?
Fired up.
Yeah, and so did you guys. You guys are pretty fired up yourself.
We are. No,
we are. There's a feel to these
palpable things. Yes.
Without a doubt. The questions I've been totally against taking a quarterback with the first pick. The OTAs, are they there before the draft, right?
OTAs go through before and after. I mean, see, Mike Pettine is a first-year coach, can
right.
actually have an extra, whatever you want to call it. I guess it'll be a mini camp or something
right.
prior to. It's going to be in April, so the draft's mm-hmm. in May, so there will be some on-field before the draft.
Right. The question, I was doing a little bit of research that, you know, out of the, since 2001, 15 quarterbacks picked, 15 of the 33 or 34 that were picked are still starting, and I want to ask you guys, do you think that one of the top quarterbacks, it's always a risk, especially a quarterback, but do you think taking a quarterback at four, knowing that, you know, potentially what we saw with Hoyer, he threw three interceptions in the game, but he had the will to come back and win that game. Do you really think that would be the move? If you were the GM, is that the move that you guys would make? I'd like to listen to you.
Quarterback at four, would that be the move to make? The answer for me would be yes, if as a consensus, as a group, we all believed that's the right way to go. I don't think the right decision to make should be singularly done, and I can't speak for sure that is or isn't the case with the Browns. Joe Banner wields a lot of power, obviously, as the CEO. He's the king of everything in this building, and football is part of that. So if it's something he is overwhelmingly in favor of, the dissenting opinions about that might not necessarily matter. I don't, however, think he will arrive at that just on his own. I think he'll listen to others and want to hear what others have to say, and that would include, I hope, Kyle Shanahan, after he's looked at the tape and gets a feeling. Now, it's a value thing versus a need thing, and those are two separate thoughts. And what I mean by that is fourth overall is a primo spot. So if you really are determined to make your quarterback the pick there, I don't want to do it, for instance, the way the Bills did it with E.J. Manuel, even at the 22nd overall spot where he was picked. That was a forced pick, in my opinion, because the Bills were so desperate to get a quarterback, Nathan, they picked him there. And the guy did not, and as I understand it from most people, I can't speak for the Bills, I can speak for the Browns and for other ratings, he did not have a first-round grade by most accounts. This
Correct.
Organization, as I understand it, had a fourth-round grade on him. So
right.
that was another, you know, scouting group or whatever, Tom Heckert, and he's no longer here. But I think they had it right. And now to look at this particular group, I think it's going to be risky with any – Johnny Manziel or anybody, very risky to say, yep, fourth overall guy should be a quarterback because – you're putting a lot in someone who could have some significant flaws.
The bottom line is that you need to stick to your draft board. If you believe that there is a quarterback that is worthy of being picked there, you take him. If there is no quarterback worthy of being picked there, and that is not how your board shows, then
Don't
you
do it.
Not do it. You stick with your draft board. There's a reason you have people ranked the way that you do. Or if you want a quarterback, you trade down, pick up some more assets, and then draft the quarterback in an appropriate spot. Don't force it just to force it.
Yeah.
You don't draft a quarterback just because you feel like you need a quarterback. There are other ways to go about it. about that. Now, it is a critically important position, and I would say, as everybody will tell you, when you if you were to rank the positions of importance, it's the quarterback, and then everything else is significantly below it. But you have to be sure that you're getting the quarterback that you want for your team and the quarterback that you think can lead your team to sustained success. We heard Kyle Shanahan, the new offensive coordinator, say it's about getting that franchise quarterback. That's the path to sustained success.
That is the path to sustained success. Hell of a show today. We had a lot of good stuff. We had, of course, Kyle Shanahan joined us today on the show. Got some insights from him. Looking forward to more conversations with him down the line. We heard from Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator for the Browns, retained for that position. And I love the stuff he talked about with his family and just being able to stick around another year to be able to tell his kids who wanted to stay in Cleveland, hey, we get to stick around for at least another year, and hopefully it's longer for him and the rest of this group. We enjoyed having Dane Brugler on from CBS Sports, right, the draft analyst there. Want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show. She's putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted on ClevelandBrowns.com a little later today. We want to thank our producer for the show, Casey Kulis. Casey, thanks for stepping in for our good friend Jason Gibbs, and all our thoughts and prayers out to Jason and his girlfriend and everybody in their family going through some tough times. But we will certainly look forward to having Jason back with us, I think, tomorrow. And that'll about do it. Thanks for hanging out with us today. For Nathan, Nate Dogg Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci. We'll talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.